came to Engenharia Rádio, college radio from the city of Porto. First of all, how did you come up with the idea to make this so unique festival in Portugal?
I think it's a kind of idea that's just grown out of us doing these shows in Katashu sessions, where we've had quite a lot of kind of alternative psych bands come here and play over the last couple of years. I suppose it's something that's always sort of been at the back of my mind. And in this area, a lot of the younger people still talk about this festival that was held in Vallada between 2001 and 2005, which is called Festival de Teju, and they had a lot of it was mainly Portuguese bands played, but it was quite a good thing that happened here, and everyone enjoyed it. So it was kind of putting those two things together, and it developed into this monster that it is now.
And what a beautiful monster it is, I must say.
Thank you.
About that monster and that monsters that will be on stage, how the hell did you made possible to Hawkwind first premiere in Portugal? That's actually a feat. And first of all, congratulations for it.
Thank you. I didn't realize that they'd never been here, to be honest. I mean, they were kind of top of my list for a band to play at this kind of event, because a lot of the bands that we like, and a lot of the new sort of psychedelic bands, they love Hawkwind, and I'm surprised Hawkwind aren't more part of that kind of like psychedelic scene that's currently happening. So I just sent them an email and just said, look, we're doing this festival. I mean, as simple as that, and they replied about 2 weeks later and said, and then I was trying to find out if they'd ever played in Portugal, because people were saying that they didn't think they had, and eventually they I mean, I think it's difficult for them to remember. Well, they came back and said, "Yeah, we never played in Portugal," and it turns out that actually they were in Madeira over Christmas, and they've been thinking about moving to Portugal anyway. So while they're here, they're going to take some time and have a look around. So we may have Hawkwind residents in Portugal.
That will be a great addition to our population, I'm sure.
That's it, exactly.
Also on the lineup, aside from great Portuguese bands like Momorto, you also have smaller up-and-coming ones like the Quartet of Woe. What's your stand on supporting new musicians?
Part of our thing with Katashu Sessions has always been we get a foreign band to come, a foreign touring band, and then we get a similar Portuguese alternative band, so they complement each other, and we all go and have dinner together in a local restaurant, and the idea is to forge friendships, so because the way things happen in this industry is a lot of kind of who you know, and if you're friends with the band that's touring the UK, like an American band touring Europe, opportunities come, recording opportunities or touring opportunities, that kind of thing. So I think it's important that the alternative Portuguese bands get to mingle with the alternative foreign bands, because then maybe they can find it easier to get out of Portugal and play other places. That's sort of part of what we've been doing. And also, there's a lot of great alternative Portuguese bands here, loads and loads. And the festival's been, because with Katashu Sessions, we do one or maybe 10 shows a year, so I can't fit all of those bands that are here into these shows, but with the festival I think we've got 19 or something, so we've been able to get a lot of the bands that I've not been able to get to play in Katashu are playing at the festival.
And speaking of Katashu, was that choice an obvious one for you? You looked for a place where you could set a festival, or you just thought it really should be there? It was meant to be there.
I don't know. I live here. I live 4 kilometres away from Vallada, and it was kind of there's a few sort of happy coincidences that have happened. I mean, the president of the Camera in Katashu is actually the guy that did the very first Teju Festival, and he's a real big supporter of. I mean, he doesn't really like this sort of music. He's a supporter of music.
Well, it's not for everyone.
He's not into the real heavy stuff. But he's been to Kirtash's session stuff, and he liked, I think he came to see Holy Wave and really liked them. And they're more of a kind of a lighter, you know, 60s sounding band. So it's,
yeah.
You know, but I mean, there's been a lot of things that have just fallen into place to make this festival happen. You know, a lot of work from lots of different people that's kind of just made it feel like it's destined to happen. And Vlad is a really great place. It's a perfect location for a festival. It's right, you know, it's a really nice park, and it's right by the river and stuff. So it should be good.
A few months ago, there was this comment say that the ticket for Reverence Valada was about €1 one band, which is common practice in most bars and smaller venues. Why are you making that difference with other festivals?
I don't think it's. I mean, I think the price you're paying for the ticket is about right. I mean, it's. But I mean, these bands aren't huge, you know. So we can't charge huge festival prices because it's just not. I mean, people wouldn't go and pay that money to see a whole load of bands they've not really heard of, but. I think people need to sort of understand that if they do like the bigger bands, then that there's a lot of like quality in the bill of the smaller bands. You know, I mean, a lot of those smaller bands on the bill are really, really great. They're just not very well known. You know, so I don't know. Some people have complained it's too expensive, which I find ridiculous. And then, but I mean, it's I think the price is about right.
Yeah. It's a huge lineup, right?
It is. Yeah.
So on that lineup, personally, what's your biggest expectation? What's the band that you most want to see?
I actually most want to see Spindrift, bizarrely, because I've been trying to see them for ages and trying to get them to come to Kirtash, because I really like Ennio Morricone, and I really like that kind of soundtrack thing. But I mean, it's just a personal thing. I mean, obviously, there's I've not seen the Black Angels. I saw Hawkwind in 1986, so it's been a long time. I've not seen Electric Wizard.
It's almost when I was born.
yeah, okay, now you're making me feel old.
Sorry.
That's okay. But yeah, there's a lot on there that I can't wait for. I mean, like White Manor are going to be playing really late. Maybe even the sun will be rising when they're playing, and you know, I really like them a lot. So yeah, it's I think there's a lot of things for everybody on that bill. Place Very Strange is going to be great as well. They're really good, I love them.
Well, obviously festivals are now a really big thing in Portugal, and during the summer we have plenty of them, and most of the popular ones are really getting really crowded. And I noticed that, for example, unlike Milhões de Festa, which is also organized, co-organized with Lovers and Lollipops, I noticed that there was more, I don't know, marketing, and you know, there was way more promotion to it than for Reverence, where I saw just, you know, I saw the lineup here and there in some magazines and stuff, but I never heard it like on, most of the radios or, I talked about a lot about people who actually enjoy those bands, and I said like, hey, are you going to Reverence? And they were like, Rever what? And I showed them the website, and they were like, holy cow, I have to go to this. So was that kind of on purpose to do like a way softer marketing, kind of to, you know, use the word to mouth, or you know, kind of filter the base for that, to not to take the chance of having a lot of people, but a lot of people who wouldn't give a crap to be there, and they would be there right. Just because, you know, they heard it, that was cool.
I don't think, I mean, we've not consciously underground or anything. I mean, I think it's just because it's a first edition, the headliners are not huge mainstream bands. I think it's mainly just been kind of in the media. It's just been fans of these bands that have talked about it. So Luna Coladu and those kind of people have talked about it, and Blitz have been really supportive. But in terms of like mainstream radio and mainstream TV, it's just too early, you know. I mean, that may happen in years to come if the festival continues. But and also, I mean, it's this is a strange country for this kind of festival thing, because in the UK you'd never get festivals advertised on proper mainstream daytime TV. It just doesn't happen, you know. So it's weird for me to see how huge the festival thing is here. I mean, it's almost like in your blood. I mean, we've got two small children, and we took them to Panda Festival, and it's a weird concept that you've got these little children, like, you know, 3 years old, 4 years old, that are in a proper festival, getting into festival. It's like, yeah, you start them really young. You know, you should be at a festival every summer. So I think it's really good. It's really healthy.
Okay, Gonzalo.
No, I just have. What can the fans expect in terms of the location and the facilities you have down there for this first edition?
It's a picnic park, basically. So there's lots of trees and picnic tables and that kind of thing. And then the main stage is in a football field. So it's quite a large area. Basically, during the day, we have two small stages that will run at the same time with the smaller vans on. And then at 8 o'clock, once the sun has gone, the main stage will open. So people won't be standing out in the sun all day long, if it's sunny, hopefully. And then the main stage will run till 2 a.m. And then the two smaller stages will start again and run through to about 5:30. There's a really large camping area adjacent to the festival, which is it's actually a scout camp, so it's really nice. It's like a forest with lots of trees and stuff. And we've got nice bars, we've got nice food. There should be everything there for everyone. I mean, it's a festival which should be really chilled. It's just about, you know, sitting on the grass, having a beer, watching some bands. You know, it's not like a huge really packed and uncomfortable. It should be quite chilled and enjoyable, hopefully. And the other thing that people need to understand is that, like a British festival, this is going to start early, so bands are going to be on stage at midday. So if they want to see everything, which they should, then they need to get in there early and come and see some of these smaller bands.
Okay, so our listeners now, they're aware that they have to be there early. The fact that the festival is held in, early September, mid-September, was it also deliberate, or was it an arrangement with the authorities? Why do you choose this date? Because it's kind of the last festival, right?
Yeah, I mean, there's a couple of reasons. One is that we didn't want to clash with any of the other big festivals, because I think it would affect it badly. And then the other thing is that the sort of bands you wanted to book would be in this area or in Europe during this time, because you've got Liverpool Psych Fest at the end of September. You've also got the Austin Psych Fest guys do a festival in France the week after this festival. So it was kind of a it made it easier for us to book some of these bands, because we knew they'd be in Europe anyway. And I think it'll probably stay. If the festival continues, it will stay at this time of year, I think, because it's quite a nice thing to look forward to at the end of the summer. And also, it's kind of the start of that September touring period, so it gives us a shot at having some of the bands that maybe weren't planning on doing anything early, you know, late May, early summer, that they'll come back in the autumn, and this can be hopefully a festival where they might start in Portugal and then travel their way up, you know, Spain and into Europe, kind of thing.
Okay, so I think we are almost done. I think we kind of know already where to go, when to go, and what to see, which is excellent. Nick, it was a great pleasure to be talking with you, and I'm sure we'll meet down there, as we say,
okay.
Up here.
Great. Well, thanks.
And first of all, thank you for your patience also. And thank you, Gonzalo, also, for conducting this interview with me. From Engineering Radio, we wish every luck in the world to Reverence. We are pretty sure it will be one of the top festivals soon. But for now, just let it be just about perfect. That would be awesome. And thanks
thank
once
you.
Again, Nick and Gonzalo.
Cheers.